Of course, you're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media on this Monday afternoon. Kurt Kimmel at Bates Commodities out of Normal, Illinois, joins us to take up the marketplace for the day. Hi, Kurt. How are you this afternoon?
Well, good, Todd. Very good. And yourself?
Oh, I'm doing really quite well. When you've been talking with producers throughout the day, and I suspect some of them have been waiting not so patiently trying to get into the field, maybe a few others have started into the field, what are they telling you about cash prices in their local areas, the disappointment they have, and then I suspect they're asking you what to do and what's your best advice to them?
Well, since we're on the air and according to regulations, I really can't repeat what some of them are thinking about the cash price. We get beep, 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 but, you know, disappointed, you know, but surprised with the decent yields we're seeing, at least the early part in through here. But what to do or what to think comes down to a mathematical equation. You don't have to have calculus, advanced calculus, or Arnor's calculus to try to figure out, you know, your different options in through here. I know you've promoted the Daryl and Scott's carry-in charges on out and different options to look at. But what I've been looking at and encouraging producers to maybe consider is, you know, if you got some storage capability to take advantage of. You know, our local corn price particularly is $2.95 here this fall. You know, if you look out to July, we're at $3.60, so there's some carry in the marketplace, and we feel that it warrants maybe look at finding some cheap storage or some economic storage to take advantage of and do a good old-fashioned hedge into next year. Now, just storing and hanging on is not probably going to be a comfort thing to watch through here because the cash might not go up as quite as fast as you want it to. So we kind of look at that as a main idea. There's producers going to be faced with some high carrying charges, storage, and so forth to need the money. And there's some relatively conservative replacement strategies to look at taking advantage of between now and next spring. So this depends on the individual. There is no right answer for everyone. It's one to keep you in a position to profit or be able to take a little bit out of the middle between now and next spring, Todd.
I know that the corn yields we've heard so far from the Delta moving northward have been awfully good. What are your expectations once we get into the more northern areas, north of Interstate 80, for instance, maybe even north of Bloomington, whether that be in Illinois or Iowa, even into Minnesota?
Well, the early yields confirm that we're going to have produce more than we're using, and it's going to be a situation where that supply is going to be there, and it's going to be there for quite a while. But to specifically answer your question there, there's some spots you get on north end through here that was a little too wet early. You know, expectations are for 160 bushel corn would be a very good yield for some good ground, you know, up that route, Interstate 180 corridor. Visiting with producers in southern Minnesota, northern Iowa, they were off to a rough start in through there. You know, expectations, you know, 170 bushel corn would be fantastic for them where, you know, they had the capability of producing, you know, 250 plus. So it's not super duper yields everywhere, but when you look at the big picture, there's enough good spots to kind of bring up the average for those ones that are going to struggle.
Your thoughts on the beginning of soybean harvest and what producers might consider?
Well, it's relatively early. The bean yields remain strong. There are reports that there were some fields that got pretty well smoked in that early, well, I guess mid-early September frost freeze in Iowa there. So we'll see how those turn out in through here. But beans particularly, just like the corn there, is kind of a math situation. You got to kind of figure out what your carrying charges are and your cash flow needs. And that's where a lot of the people you have on the program here are very good at helping producers, landowners, bankers kind of sort through here what best strategy suits you to survive for the next 2 years, Todd.
Hey, thanks so much for taking the time with us today.
Very good. Take care.
You too. That's Kurt Kimmel. He's with Bates Commodities out of Normal, Illinois, and joins us on this Monday edition of the Closing Market Report. We thank him for taking the time with us. And if you'd like to hear him again, you can do that on our website at willag.org. That's WILLAG.org.